battles are continuing. The YouGov International Survey Research Organization conducts major online and in-depth issue polls with large sampling universes. A new such poll, just completed for CBS News, appears to be an example of a news organization crafting the poll questionnaire to produce a specific result. In this case, CBS looked to position a poll that increases the perception of the importance of the abortion issue. But even with this effort, it doesn't surpass the general public's belief that the country has serious economic concerns. Abortion ranked tied for third on the importance scale in this CBS poll with crime, but behind the economy and inflation. Keep in mind, CBS removed the following issues from the matrix that YouGov was using for a series of issue research polls they completed for the Economist periodical. The omitted issues are healthcare, education, national security, civil rights, civil liberties, taxes and government spending, criminal justice reform, and foreign policy. CBS replaced those with options regarding the 2020 election, the coronavirus, and the January 6th investigation. Even with this cooking of the poll, abortion doesn't appear quite the driver that the Democrats believe they need to energize the type of turnout they must have to claim majorities in both the House and the Senate. The Republican situation in the New Hampshire Senate race continues to worsen. We have previously covered that the Republican leadership was actively involved attempting to deny retired Army General Don Bolduc the U.S. Senate nomination because they simply believe he cannot defeat Democratic incumbent Senator Maggie Hassan. Try as they might, the leadership and its heavy spending could not push State Senate President Chuck Morse ahead of General Bolduc. The post-September 13th polling data looks bad for the GOP. In multiple surveys, Senator Hassan's lead ranges between 8 and 13 percentage points. It is likely that such margins are a bridge too far for Bolduc to overcome. Therefore, expect them to pull their reserved $9 million in media reservations and move that money to enhance Republican candidates' efforts in Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. Losing New Hampshire and potentially dropping the Republican open seat in Pennsylvania, where Dr. Mehmet Oz consistently trails Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in the U.S. Senate race, means the GOP would have to win any two of the competitive races from Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada in order to gain the majority, and assuming they don't lose other close races in places like Ohio, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. Polling suggests that Nevada GOP nominee Adam Laxalt is actually running slightly ahead of Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, and that both Herschel Walker in Georgia and Arizona's Blake Masters are coming into the range where they both could conceivably win. Tough strategic campaign decisions await the Republican leadership, and they are now forced to quickly make these important choices. The correct moves will best position them to claim a new Senate majority. So the stakes are high. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.